Today we talk with one of the brightest young stars on the Southwest Florida real estate scene. Her name is Samantha Marker, and she was recently named one of 30 realtors in the U.S. under age 30, who's getting the job done in a very big way every day. If you don't know what 30 under 30 is all about, Samantha will explain, beginning right now.
You're listening to The Royal Palmcast, the show about all things real estate. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I am indeed your host, Jim Sandville, here in the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. I'm here in the studio today with a wonderful guest you'll meet just in just a moment. But we also, I see over there, Jerry Johnson. Jerry.
Hey, is that me?
Jerry, how are you?
I'm good. I'm bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Tell me something good.
Is that still a thing?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay.
Yeah, up north it is, I know.
All right. Do you see my bright eyes?
They are bright.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not going to look for your bushy tail, but
stay away from that.
We'll leave that as it is.
Yeah.
Now, this is the show where we talk about real estate. We talk about all things real estate, things that realtors care about, home buyers, home sellers. We cover it all, and we are very fortunate to have a wonderful guest here today, a woman who has achieved national prominence recently, and she's one of the bright stars on the real estate scene here in beautiful, sunny Southwest Florida. Let's give it up for Samantha Marker. Welcome.
Jim and Jerry, thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah, we're very happy to have you.
We are thrilled, beyond thrilled, because you are in the spotlight. Very recently, you were named one of the National Association of Realtors 30 Under 30. So today, I want to talk about your journey to 30 Under 30, and congratulations. That's a big deal.
Thank you so much. Yes, it's one of my biggest accomplishments this far in my life.
Yeah. Before we jump into the details of your journey to 30 Under 30, I want to find out a little bit about you. Where are you from? How'd you happen to get into the business? That kind of thing.
I'm actually from the great state of Indiana. I'm a Hoosier at heart. I've been in Florida for about 7 years now. I live in Cape Coral, just across the bridge from Fort Myers here. And I absolutely love it. Sunny Southwest Florida. I live in paradise. No complaints here.
Yeah, we live where other people vacation.
And it's beautiful.
How cool is that? I pinch myself all the time. Jerry's heard this before. But
I know you scream.
Every day on the way to work, I pinch myself. I can't believe it took me so long to move here. I've been here 6 years now, but wish I'd come much, much sooner. Jerry grew up here. So
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're lucky.
One of the rare Florida natives.
And you said, Samantha's what, 7 years since,
years.
Since you moved here?
Yep. I do not miss shoveling snow, so...
What's now, that? Snow? What's that?
So, your career in real estate, Samantha, what got you involved, and how long ago was that again?
So, I'm going into my third year of real estate. I was living in Sarasota for a short amount of time. I was in nursing, and my husband was an attorney there in Sarasota. My parents recently moved to Cape Coral to open up a restaurant. So, we quit our jobs. We moved here to help them open the restaurant. And then we pursued our career in real estate. My husband and I both work real estate. So we kind of just left it all behind and went full force with real estate and love it. Mm. Never want to look back.
Is your husband a real estate attorney?
He does. He helps some of his clients with real estate and law.
So he speaks FAR bar.
Yes.
Which is the contract, the most commonly used contract here for real estate in Florida. And comes from Florida Realtors, where it may have originated, right?
Yes, yep. And then the Bar Association, so attorneys and realtors put the contract together.
Gotcha. Now, what is it about real estate that attracted you?
So we originally started remodeling homes and then started selling our homes and purchasing homes. So we just love the transaction from beginning to end and helping people and building those relationships.
Hmm. You must have some stories about people who are moving into their first house and they're overjoyed, that kind of thing.
Yes, so many stories from that aspect all the way to investors, helping people remodel homes and turn them into vacation homes. Hmm. It's amazing.
You must have one or two cases of a particular client who was just thrilled. What was that experience like for you?
I had a first-time home buyer, a couple, married couple, and they had three children. It was the first home that they bought. They wanted to remodel it, And it was just amazing watching them from start to finish, hearing their ideas, what they wanted to do with the home, their plans, how long they were going to stay there, and then just watching the children grow up in that home. It's been amazing since they bought it about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's going to be gratifying for you as a realtor.
It's amazing. I love those stories.
Yeah, good stuff. So you must maintain strong relationships with your clients and potentially get some repeat business and word of mouth. Is that how you've grown your business?
Absolutely. Well, in the beginning, I would have to say it was fairly difficult. I didn't actually have my first sale for 6 months when I started real estate. So that's something I want to kind of touch on is mentorship. Mm-hmm. Get a mentor. But it's after I finally started to get out there and get into the public eye and network and do open houses. I mean, you name it, I did it. That's what it's all about, is getting out there in front of people.
A lot of work involved, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's something folks don't necessarily zero in on when they aspire to be a realtor, that it's not just putting on beautiful clothes and playing Vanna White in a showcase home.
Yes.
You gotta do the legwork.
It's a true investment in time.
Yeah. Effort.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when you get your license, it's not like people are going to start calling you. You have to go get out there and get in front of them.
Yeah, and those who work, it pays off, especially at a time like this. The statistic that I've heard many times is that 20% of the realtors in this market get 80% of the sales.
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones who are working.
Yes.
And making it happen.
Treat it like a business.
Yeah. So you are with Myloff Aubuchon Realty Group, is that correct?
Correct, yes.
In Cape Coral?
Yep, Cape Coral, Florida.
Have you been with them since the beginning?
Since the beginning, since day one.
Huh. How many agents are there?
They have almost 100 agents. So we have an office in Fort Myers and Estero.
One of the bigger ones in the area.
Yes, and we're independent brokerage as well.
Have you benefited from the mentorship of some of the folks there?
Yes, I would like to give a shout out to Tiffany Packard. She's fabulous. So I was in real estate, like I said, 6 months. I wasn't doing too well. Tiffany reached out to me and asked if I wanted to help her and learn. And, you know, she kind of took me under her wings. So I really applaud her for helping me get to where I am today.
That's great. So 30 under 30, is this the first? How do you even get nominated, or do you apply yourself? How does it work?
So you go onto NAR, their website. You apply. And there's a series of questions. You have to answer those questions, put in your transactions. You have to have supporting documentation for that as well, recommendations, and you can do a video, which is optional. I strongly think that you should submit a video with that. And then they go through a series of...
And you did, by the way.
Yes, I did. You can actually see it on YouTube if you go to my channel.
Oh, your channel is simply called...
The Marker Group.
The Marker Group on YouTube. I'll be checking that out.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So what exactly is the idea behind 30 under 30, and how long has it been around? Do you know that?
I do not know how long it's been around, but quite some time. My reason for doing it was to collaborate with other agents across the United States that are 30 under 30. So we have a group on Facebook where we have meetups. We can have conversations, referrals, we can kind of network and figure out what's helping them, what's not helping them.
Now, just to be clear to those listening, if you're not familiar, the 30 under 30 we're referring to means 30 people who are under 30 years of age who are selected through this process that the National Association of Realtors runs, where they narrow it down to the 30 top realtors. And one of the criteria I know is sales volume. You had a big year, right? This last year?
Yes, $18.6
million. $18.6 million worth of real estate passed through your hands. You touched those transactions.
Yes, I was actually the top producer at Myloff Aubuchon for 2020.
Wow.
As a second-year agent.
Wow, I second that wow.
Wow, that is very impressive. No wonder you're...
Thank you.
Yeah, you truly deserve it. You've been getting the job done. So now people are coming to you to be a mentor, right?
Well, that's what I'm here to tell people as well. You know, if anyone wants help, I'm more than welcome or more than happy to share what's working for me and what's not working for me.
That is very generous of you. Yeah. So, and you're going to help out your potential competitors, right? But
well, there's enough business out there for everyone.
Yeah,
so.
There really is. What are your reflections on the past year, the COVID year, 2020? What was that all about? How did it start out for you? How did it go?
When everything started, I reached out to all of my past customers, letting them know that I would help them. I was there for them to do anything for them. My customers that I was working with at the time, I stuck with them. I did anything and everything that they wanted. If they wanted to go view homes virtually, in person, I was there for them. I'm the type of person that just puts my family, friends, and customers before myself.
So what's your take on the way listings dried up and demand increase at the same time? What do you make of this market?
It's a tough market right now.
It's a tough time to be a buyer.
Yes.
If you're a seller, you're golden.
Yes.
But then you may have to buy on the other side of it.
Exactly. I've actually had a couple of those where they wanted to list their home and they wanted to buy something. So we would go out looking. They couldn't find anything. So they decided not to list and hold off for the time being. It's a very tough market. You just have to get out there and get in front of people.
I would think that if, just the way they did it, you find a house, identify that, it may be commit to it and then sell your house, because if any listing is going to go within a week or two, right?
Yes, exactly. Multiple offers, highest and best, you name it.
Is that true only for a single family residential or also for duplexes and multifamily?
Definitely multifamily as well. Condos, townhouses, you name it, they're going highest and best. Single families are kind of drying up right now. So people are more so veering towards townhouses and condos.
What are most people looking for?
Gulf access single-family homes.
Gulf access and no bridges if they have a sailboat, right?
Yes, exactly. You got to watch that bridge height.
Yeah, yeah. Are you a boater yourself?
I am, yeah? Yes. Yep.
Power or sail?
We are a powerboat.
Powerboat, yeah?
Yep, center console.
Ah, okay. I've probably seen you riding up and down Bimini Canal where I live.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Most likely. I'll wave to you next time.
You saw me.
What color is your boat?
It's a light blue.
Light blue.
It's a Sea Fox.
There's a couple of light blue center consoles that I see regularly. Do you regularly go up to the basin?
Yep.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, all right.
We have family up there in the yacht club.
All right. Well, I'll be on the lookout. As you're leaving the basin, I'll be on the right.
We'll have to honk our horn at you.
Yeah. Jerry, you've been there. You found me.
I did. I sure did.
Yeah, Jerry's
a
boater.
I also have a center console. Mine's a Pro Line. 20-footer, okay. But
yeah, if you're a boater, this is the place to be, huh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Boater, golfer, sun worshiper,
yep,
and 100 other things. Yeah. I just love it here.
We're living in paradise.
We are indeed. We are indeed. All right. So how did you happen to find out you were a winner in the 30 under 30? Not a competition, but how would you characterize it? Program. We'll call it a program.
Program. I like that.
Yeah.
They actually, they have a series of steps. So you have to go through application. The panel reviews that. They narrow it down to 75, 100 applicants.
Now, who's the panel?
Board members, other agents at NAR.
Oh, okay.
The NAR panel they have.
Yeah, so your peers.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. So they narrow it down to 75 to 100. Then they narrow it to 50. And then your peers, friends, family can vote for the 30 under 30. And then you get notified it was Rob that notified me at NAR that I was one of the 30 under 30 finalists or honorees.
Yeah. When did you find out?
About a month ago.
Yeah. Just probably the day before it was announced, right?
Yep.
Or that day. Yeah. That's very cool. So what did you do to celebrate?
My husband and I, we went out to Rum Runners.
Oh, okay.
Had a nice little meal.
Yeah, yeah. Kept it in the Cape, huh?
Yes.
Very nice. There, and Jerry's a Cape guy.
I am. Yeah. I'm right off midpoint.
Yeah, yeah. We all love the Cape. We all love the Cape. The Cape has changed even since I've been here, and certainly since you've been here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's your take?
It just keeps getting better and better.
Yeah, it's like Brooklyn almost. It's kind of hip, right?
It is. It is. There's a lot of things to do, and I love that they just kind of revive the downtown area as well.
Yeah, it's a great place to live. A lot of people don't make the trip across the bridge. I don't know if it's the $2 toll or what, but it's well worth it.
They need to put it on their list to do.
That's right. Yeah. Come with where we are, the cool people.
Now, other than boating, what else do you do for fun?
Hanging out with my family, friends, and then we have two doodles, a golden doodle and a labradoodle. Oh. So we love to take them out on hikes and then go traveling.
Yeah, I had a doodle my former life up north. Yeah, yeah, a little ginger.
Oh.
She was a good girl.
Yes.
She was a good girl, so we love Ginger. Yeah. So you hang out with your friends when you have time. You don't hang out with your friends much then, huh?
No. There's ladies' night tonight at Cork Soakers, and I'm not able to make it.
Cork Soakers. Oh, okay.
That's in the Cape again.
Jerry, make a note of that. Ladies' night, Cork Soakers
tonight. They're going to be overrun with business now.
Nice. We'll have to check that out later on. We are up against a very quick break here, so we're going to take just a moment away from our conversation with Samantha Marker, one of NAR's 30 Under 30 for 2020, and we will be right back after this brief word.
Hey, this is Jeffrey Bratton, MLS Director at Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Caroline Boland, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
This is Jim Sandville, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
RPCRA frequently partners with Lee Health to help our community with life-saving donations of blood. Please consider donating at one of our upcoming collection events at our Cape Coral or Fort Myers office. Keep an eye on your member weekly newsletter and our Facebook page for exact dates and locations. Your community is counting on you, and we thank you for giving.
You buy insurance for your car and for your home. Why not for your business? Hi, I'm Kevin Besser, your Director of Public Policy. RPAC is the political arm of the Realtor Association, advocating for realtors and issues important for homeowners. In other words, insurance for your business. We need your help and support to protect your business and the rights of property owners. All it takes is $20 to insure your business and to protect the rights of homeowners. For more information or how to invest, please contact me at kevin@rpcra.org.
Welcome back to the Royal Palmcast. I'm Jim Sandville, along with Jerry Johnson.
Hello.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
We're in Fort Myers, Florida, where it's beautiful and it's sunny. And Jerry says I say that every show, but it's true.
How can you not?
It's
really
true every show. But today we are talking with a very interesting guest and a very accomplished realtor named Samantha Marker. Welcome back from the break, Samantha.
Thank you, Jim and Jerry. Yeah. I'm excited.
Did you have a good break?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you do anything special?
Took a drink of water.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Nice. So we're all back. So we're talking about Samantha's journey to 30 Under 30. 30 Under 30 is a program sponsored by the National Association of Realtors, where they honor 30 American realtors under the age of 30. And I'm not even sure you're over the age of 20, are you?
26.
Do the math. No, 26.
Getting there.
All right. My daughter's age. Miranda, she's the same age as you.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, boy.
In any event, I want to talk about a little bit more about 30 Under 30. You said 19 million in volume last year, 20 million?
Almost 19. 18.6.
We're going to round it up. So was that like all residential?
There was one commercial. Yes.
What was the average transaction value?
About 300,000.
And that's right in the ballpark of where people are looking to buy, right?
Yes,
now.
Yes, that is a heavy market right now. Everyone wants a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage with a pool.
3-2-2 and a pool. Yeah.
Yep.
Is the pool a deal breaker for folks if everything's just right?
With everyone wanting to come down here from up north, they have to have that pool.
Gotta have it. Yeah.
Summers are hot.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't have a pool where I live. Huh. Do you have to have a pool cage if you have a pool or a fence, right?
Nope. You have to have a fence.
Yeah.
And it has to shut. As soon as you open that, it has to have an automatic shut and latch.
Oh, good.
For safety.
Keep things safe, yeah. All right. So during the break, we were talking about the number of people who applied for 30 Under 30, and you were telling me that number was...
400.
400 realtors, men and women, under the age of 30 in the United States applied to be a 30 under 30 class member, as they call them.
Correct.
And so you are one of the 30. Wow. So what did they do? I know that you told me you observed your being named 30 under 30, but what did your agency do, My Law Faubuchon? Did they do anything to honor you there?
They did. They actually... helped with the news press. They reached out to Leverage Advantage, who is our international marketing partner. So they wanted to spotlight me there. And then they obviously put it on our Facebook, our social media, all social media outlets, and then sent out a company-wide email as well.
Do you get a sense that the buying public is aware of this, or what's their reaction? Have you heard anything?
I've had other agents reach out to me and call me and congratulate me, and then some of my past customers as well, and then Facebook friends and family.
This is only going to help your business, right?
Yes.
As if you need more business, but you can handle it, right?
I'm going to need to build that team up.
Yeah, that's true.
She was featured in our newsletter.
She's a kind of a celebrity here within the association, and you're a member of the association, of course. And so, yeah, we're very, very proud of you. You've done a great job, and we love holding up folks like Samantha as a model of how to do it right.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I think the bottom line is you're willing to put in the work, as we discussed previously. A lot of work.
Yes. Nothing is handed to you.
Do you work every weekend?
I do.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Weekends, I work late. When my phone rings, I pick it up and I go, go, go.
Huh. Do you hear from clients at all hours?
Yes.
Like all hours, right?
All hours.
Like if they're in Europe and it's noon and it's not noon here. You're...
If I'm on vacation, I answer those calls.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of international business?
I've gotten a few, yes.
This year, it's kind of tricky because of travel restrictions.
Yeah, but... it's a little different this year, but the market's still thriving.
Yeah. So who's your typical client? Somebody calls from up north and says, help, get me out of here, right?
Yes. Yep. A lot of Midwestern couples are looking to move here. So I get a lot of referrals from up north where I'm from in Indiana. Mm-hmm.
So what's that process look like once you hear from a client for the first time and they say, I want a place in Southwest Florida? Are they looking at houses? Are they doing it online, or how does it work?
I have both, but I'm a big checklist procedure kind of person. So I have checklists. I have things in place to help ensure whatever route they want to go, I'm there to help them. So virtually, in person, I have my team members. They help me achieve those goals. So we set up a consultation. We go from there, figure out what they want, kind of their boots on the ground if they're virtual. If they're here, then we go out and we look at everything. Something I also wanted to touch on is I have an interactive map. So it really helps my out-of-state buyers. I spotlight a lot of local businesses, and which is especially important due to the pandemic this past year. So I go out, I do videos, I put it all on a single map, one place where they can click on those videos, they can look at the place, they can learn, you know, what areas are important to them, what they want to be around.
Hmm. Now, 10, 20 years ago, we didn't have things like Matterport, so I can't really imagine buying a house sight unseen before now, but thanks to technology, and you're using all that stuff, right?
Yes, yep, definitely. All aspects of technology we use.
Huh. What do you use for open houses, Matterport?
Matterport, I have Matterport. Like I said, I have my interactive map. I have the iPad there. I have all of the goodies such as the map that shows the bridge heights, freshwater, you know, saltwater, boat ramps. I have it, you name it.
When people, I'm always thinking of that stereotype person up north like me who came down here. What do they most want to know about the area? Not the particular house, but the area. What do they ask?
Things to do. What can they do? Where can they go? Where do the locals go? They want to actually feel like they are a local for their time here to figure out, you know, what best suits their lifestyle.
And what kind of places, or do you ask them, are you a beach person? Are you a...
Yeah, I ask them, you know, are you beach, boater, you know, what's important to you? And then we really dive in and I help them. I mean, I take them on a tour of the areas. So if they want to focus in on Cape Coral, if they're a boater, you know, I take them all to all the marinas. I take them a whole route that I have.
On your boat?
I do, yes. If someone asks me to go on the boat, we'll go on the boat.
Of course.
Otherwise, they kind of trail behind me in their vehicle, and, you know, I'm on the phone with them, speaker, explaining, what's this place? You know, we can get out here, we can investigate the boathouse, Tarpon Point, Cape Harbor. We're all about knowledge and making sure that someone is informed before they make a purchase somewhere.
Now, you sell houses throughout Southwest Florida, but mainly in Cape Coral?
Yes, all of Southwest Florida, but I primarily focus in Cape Coral and Fort Myers.
Now, when you do get a call from a client out of the area, what brings them to this area? What is it that made them make that call?
Usually, those calls are from referrals. So I have people that from up north that purchase in Cape Coral, and they're like, oh yeah, my friend Mark told me about Cape Coral. I kind of looked it up online. I'm unsure about it. I'm kind of checking this coast, that coast. Can you, you know, show me around what it's about? Can we look at houses? So then, you know, we go into that route of looking at what we have to offer here.
Mm. You know, the one thing that I miss from up north, not there isn't a lot, the weather certainly not, but although they do get a couple of good weeks in the summer up in Maine, where I'm from. Jerry gets a little when I bring up my home state.
It's the Maine reference.
Got to put a plug in for the state of Maine. That's a beautiful area, too, for three weeks in the summer.
It's on my list to go to.
You haven't been there, huh?
Nope.
No? How far north have you ever been? Or Indiana, obviously, but...
Indiana, Michigan. Well, I've been to Canada.
Oh, you have? Okay. Yeah, all right. You've been up there in the cold... Right? You've experienced it.
Don't miss it.
No, of course you don't. Of course you don't. How important, we talked about mentors before the break. How important is that to you, was that to your career when you started out at first?
It helped me tremendously. It helped me learn, you know, appraisals, inspections, what to do, how to do it. It really helped level up my confidence in the industry.
Hmm. All right. Well, you know what, Samantha? We're now at my favorite part of the project. Jerry's kind of giggling over there because he knows how excited I am about this. This is my favorite part of the program.
It makes me giggle.
I'm pretty sure I warned you about the lightning round.
What'd you warn her about, Jim?
The lightning round. So this is the part of the show where we really get to know you. You folks, you think we've gotten to know Samantha a bit? That's nothing. We're really going to find out who she is during the lightning round. This is where we ask you about a few of your favorite things, and we're looking for soundbite answers here. Don't overthink it. It's kind of a big deal for Jerry, too, because every week when we do the lightning round on the show, he has to
so
get up.
Tired.
He gets up early, like this morning. It was 4:30 or 5, you said?
3 a.m.
3.
That's right.
He gets up at 3. He drives from his mansion, his waterfront mansion in Cape Coral, to Lehigh Acres, where he gets the questions for today's lightning round. Now, these are printed on official game show host index cards. These are the 3x5 cards that you've seen on the TV. And Jerry picks them up. We keep them in a super box in Lehigh Acres. Since noon last Tuesday, they've been there. I drove out there that night. Jerry, may I have the lightning round questions? Jerry's fiddling
there
with the super box now.
There you go. Jim.
He's giving me the questions. These are the official questions.
They are.
This is all of them, Jerry.
Official.
It seems like, they're all there.
Okay, good.
They're all there. Okay, Samantha, are you ready for the lightning round?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Oh, boy. Let's do this thing. All right. Where would you live if not in Florida?
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Why?
My father recently passed away. He would go there several times a year. Always just fell in love with the culture of the people there.
Oh.
And I recently went there, well, before the pandemic, I went there. And it's just amazing the way that they live, the way that they do things. And they're just so, so happy to see, you know, other people from other areas.
You know, this is the second week in a row we've heard Nicaragua is Nicaragua.
Yeah.
That's the place.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to check out Nicaragua. I'm a big fan of Costa Rica, where I've not visited, but I, you know, it's in the same neck of the woods.
San Juan del Sur, Granada, Managua.
Wow, you know it all. Nice.
Beautiful.
Well, that's where we'll find you then if you ever leave Florida. All right, Samantha, what's your guilty pleasure? Something you don't typically reveal.
I have an obsession with clothes.
Clothes?
Yeah.
I wear clothes, Jerry, you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, we all
when
love clothes.
When I come
clothes.
Here, yeah,
you
when
mean,
I work here,
yeah. You mean it's greater than normal?
Like, I have a shopping problem with clothes, yes.
Shopping? Oh. Where do you like to shop?
Yes, places. Anywhere.
Anywhere.
TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Banana Republic.
You're there, huh? You shop online, or do you prefer to go in a store?
I do both.
Ah.
But I am a clothes hoarder.
Really? Okay. Well, the one of the best dressed realtors in Cape Coral, I'd say that for sure. All right. Now, what's your favorite restaurant to take out-of-town clients or guests to?
Corksoakers.
Corksoakers, mm-hmm. Right in Cape Coral on 47th Street Terrace, right?
Yep.
Or, yeah?
Yep.
Right, yeah. Jerry, you've been there.
Oh, yeah. I've been there several times, sure.
I've never been to Corksoakers.
Got to have the egg appetizer.
The deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, yes.
I'd heard nobody goes there anymore. It's always too crowded. No, that was Yogi Berra.
Yeah, you have to go. You had to go at the right time.
That was Yogi Berra who didn't go there. In any event, that's a dad joke there. All right. Now tell me about some of your favorite things, Samantha. What's your favorite TV show?
Sneaky Pete, Goliath, Ozark.
Ozark.
Ozark rings a bell.
Jerry and I were talking about Ozark earlier today.
We were. Yeah. Absolutely.
Isn't that funny?
I'm waiting for the next season to come out.
Yeah. Goliath. Is that like Davy and Goliath I used to watch as a kid?
They call him a washed up attorney.
No, this is not the same. No, not the same show. No. The one I watched was Claymation. Yes, I'm that old. All right. What's your favorite food?
Very traditional tacos and pizza.
Hey, tacos and
nothing
pizza.
Wrong with that.
Mexican and Italian. I love it. All right, your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Ooh. You know, I don't know, to be honest. When I was in high school, I worked at a movie theater, so I watched a lot of movies for free.
What's the last movie you saw?
In theater? That was way too long ago.
Who remembers, right? All right, changing the subject here, Samantha. Socks with sandals, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes? And what color?
White.
White socks with sandals. All right. That's a fair answer. What's your dream car?
I have it. It's my Lexus. It's my NX Lexus. I love it.
Is it my mom's black car?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought I saw you pulling up in a black Lexus today.
It gets hot though.
Yeah. I've got a black car too. Mine's getting hot on this parking lot.
That's true.
Okay. Which celebrity have you been told you resemble?
Ooh, what's her name? She's a wrestler.
Wrestler?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ronda Rousey?
Yes. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Wow, okay.
Do you see it?
I'm not as familiar with Ronda Rousey as Jerry is.
Oh, yeah, of course I know who she is.
Yeah, well, I know who she is, but I can't picture her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can picture.
Huh, okay. Oh, here she is sitting across from me.
Yeah, we need to be extra nice now. We don't want to get into any kind of cage fight in here.
All right, Samantha, do you do any imitations?
No, I'm not that good.
Oh, come on.
I used to be able to do Elvis, but I want to do
that
now.
Let's hear it.
No.
Please.
Jim will do a little bit.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Elvis has left the building. All right.
That may have been our first participant, Jim.
Second. Second. We had somebody do a Sean Connery.
We did. A very good one.
Yeah, he was good. All right, Samantha, you'll be happy to know I hold in my hand the last lightning round question. You get one bucket list item. What is it? 5 seconds, Samantha.
To be able to, you know, I really don't know. I was going to say something sentimental, but I'm going to keep it.
Can make it frivolous then.
Be able to say goodbye to my dad one last time.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice.
That's an awesome thing to say.
Very sweet. Very sweet. All right. Hey, Samantha, it has been a joy having you here in the studio today. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim and Jerry.
No, you're welcome.
It's been great. And we'd love to have you back for another show at some point. Would you be amenable to that?
Absolutely. Be more than happy to.
She's in.
Awesome.
She's in.
We can't wait.
We can't wait to see you again.
Locking a date.
Samantha, where can folks reach you if they want to get in touch?
Well, you can call me on my cell phone, 239-849-7953. I'm always here to help answer questions. If you need assistance with anything, more than happy to share.
So the cell phone's the best way to reach you?
That or my email. It's a pretty lengthy one.
But if you go to Myloff Aubuchon's website,
you'll be able to find me, MyloffAubuchonRealty.com.
Can you spell that, please, for the folks?
Yep. MyloffAubuchonRealty.com.
Perfect. All right. And you will be found there under Find an Agent, right?
Yes. Find an Agent. Scroll down to the S's and there I am.
Yeah. All right. Well, I want to let you know you can get in touch with us here at the Royal Palmcast by sending an email to shows@rpcra.org. That's shows@rpcra.org. We also love it when you put your comments and your likes on our social media pages. We publish the podcast not only through an audio version, but we do a video version where we have static images on YouTube. We are on Facebook. We are on LinkedIn, Twitter. We are on SoundCloud, Instagram TV, etc., etc., etc. And you can subscribe to the podcast, as you know, because you're listening to it probably through your own podcatcher on any of the big podcast apps. So let us know what you want to hear about, who you think would make a good guest, and we will be happy to get back to you. Jerry, thank you.
No, Jim, I'm always happy to be here, and I thank you so much for doing such an excellent job.
You're a happy guy, and we're happy to have you.
No,
that's
ditto.
Awesome. That's awesome. Hey, I also want to thank Beata Jones. She is our CEO, and she is very supportive of the podcast and all the staff here. Wonderful place to work. And I want to let you know that I am Jim Sandville, and I will look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again each week, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. And be sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. For information about sponsorship opportunities for this and other RPCRA productions, email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.